Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Shavuos, Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the sixth line, Mayim Nafshach Leimar. In our previous Shi'ur, we had discussed that even though in many ways the Kohanim have a kapara together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, but we had learned that regarding the Sar HaNasa B'fnim, that the Kohanim have one kapara and the Yisraelim don't have a different kapara. And the Gemara had said, Mayim Nafshach Leimer. Nafshach Leimer, the Gemara had meant to teach us that you could maybe make a suggestion that they won't have a kapara with the para of the Kohen Gadol. So what would be the question that the Gemara is referring to? It says the Vechitem, the question would be, the Pasuk says, Vechipa be'adur bad basic siv, that only the family of the Kohanim have a kapara with that par, and not all the rest of the Kohanim. To which the Brisa responds, Kulan Kriyam Besai. The entire family of Kohanim, says the Brisa, are all considered the family of the Kohen Gadol. Since they're all considered the family of the Kohen Gadol, that's why they have a kapara together with the Kohen Gadol. What's the proof that they're all part of one family? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Shnei Beisa Aaron Baruchus Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruchus Hashem. But ask the Gemara, Haya Shel Am Hachid Da'asi. Does the Pasuk of Shel Am come that the Kohanim don't have a kapara with the psar, soyer hanasa b'fnim, the soyer that's made inside the base of Mikdash? Hama Baile, don't we need that Pasuk to teach us the common Rachmana b'da'am lahavi, that the Torah is coming to teach us that who should pay for this soyer? It should come from the people, from Klal Yisrael's donation, and not from the Kohen Gadol. So how can we say, and why should we say, that Shel Am is teaching us that the Kohanim don't have a kapara with this carbon? Answers the Gemara, that we learn that the Klal Yisrael pays for that carbon, we learn from a different limud. Hahu, we learn from that limud, we learn from Eis Adas Bnei Yisrael Yikach Nafka, that it comes, that Klal Yisrael, that from here we learn that the Klal Yisrael pays for the carbon. That, so the Rishonim ask a question. We've learned many times in our Shiurim, and we will continue learning in our Shiurim, that Shana Lavakosav L'Akev, when we speak about Hilchas Kachim, in order for Halacha to be absolutely essential, it has to be mentioned twice. So maybe the Pasuk of Asher La'am and the Pasuk Ve'es Medas B'nei Yisrael Yikach are coming to teach us the exact same lesson, that with the payment for this carbon comes from Klal Yisrael. But if we only had the one pasuk, it would be here to teach us that they should pay for it. And the second pasuk is to teach us that if it didn't happen that way, the carbon is disqualified. Says the Gemara, says the Ramban and Ritva. Let's look at the wording of the pasuk. The wording of the pasuk is Me'es Adas Bnei Yisrael Yikach. He says that wording in itself means that it has to absolutely come from Klal Yisrael. It can't come from anyone else. So since that pasuk already teaches that halacha, there is no need to have two psukim. We could learn it from one pasuk alone. Ask the Gemara of Ahu Ashaloi, the pasuk that we said Ashaloi, that the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara wanted to say that pasuk is coming to teach that only the Kohen Gadol has kapara for it. Everybody else doesn't. Ask the Gemara, why would we think that that's what that pasuk is teaching us? Ask the Gemara, Hamabayle, isn't that pasuk needed to teach us the Kanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Asheloi, to teach us Mishaloi Hu Mevi, that he has to use his own funds to pay for this carbon? Then maybe Mishal Tzibur, that the Tzibur doesn't pay for that carbon. Because Yochol, Lo Yavim Mishal Tzibur, I would think that the Tzibur doesn't pay for that carbon, Shana Tzibur Miskafimba, because the Tzibur doesn't have a kapara, it's only a kapara for the Kohen. Avam Yavim Mishalach of Kohanim, maybe all the Kohanim should contribute to it, because, and it makes all the sense in the world. Everybody has a kapara with that carbon. Tamalai mashalai, that it comes only from the Kohen Gadol's funds and not from anywhere else. Yochla yavi, but we think that if other kohanim contributed, it, that's not what should happen, but a kosher. But if they did, it would be kosher. Tamalai mashuv ashalai, and as we just mentioned, hashana kosov lav lakav. The pasuk teaches us the same halacha twice to teach us that it's absolutely essential. So if that's the case, we don't have a pasuk that teaches us the kahanim should not have a kapara with the power of the Kohen Gadol. And if we don't have a pasuk that the kahanim don't have a kapara with the power of the Kohen Gadol, then why would we need a pasuk to teach us that they do? Of course they do. Answers the Gemara, Tananami Hachika Kashalei. Answers the Gemara that that's exactly what the Braisa meant to say. Mashna b'da'am le'mechaper, why do you say that they don't have a kapara with the carbon that's brought by everybody? Because they haven't paid for it. Because the carbon that's brought by Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says, Lashel Am. And from that pasuk, we learn that they that the Am pays for it and not the Kohen. So ask the Braisa, Ba'aronami. So then we should make the same argument that the power that the Kohen Gadol, that Aaron brings, also. The regular kahanim should not have a kapar for it. They haven't spent any money on that carbon, and therefore we come out. And therefore the brisa, that was the question that bothered the brisa, and the gemara answered kul and kriyam beisoi, that since all kahanim, as we said a number of times, are considered the base Aaron, so it is considered they are considered. An extension of the Kohanim Gedolim, and since they consider an extension of Kohanim Gedolim, the Kapara could work for both of them. So now, there's a fundamental question. The fundamental question that Tosfos asks is that, who pays for the Sar Lazazel? So actually, the Gemara Masechta Shkolim, the Gemara Masechta Menachos has this discussion. There's one opinion that there was a collection made from Klal Yisrael for that carbon. But there's another suggestion that it came from the Shkolim. And then there's also a very big discussion that do the Kohanim contribute to the Shkolim? And the Gemara says in Masech the Shkolim, Kol Kohen Shein and Shekel, if a Kohen doesn't contribute, Nikra Chayte. So how are we saying that the Kohanim don't have a Kapara with the Sar, that the Sar Nas Befnim? They are, because they don't contribute to it, do we are contributed? Because they're going to, it comes from the money that's in the, from the Machzah Shekel. So I saw a number of answers. One answer is that even though it comes, it can and maybe should come from that money, it doesn't have to come from that money. It could come from if somebody donated it. And that person will donate it with the stipulation that it's only for Yisrael, not for Kohanim. Another answer I saw is even according to the opinions that the Kohanim contribute to the Machzah Shekel, everybody agrees there's a difference between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. A Kohen, a Yisrael, if he doesn't contribute to the Machzah Shekel, we force him to contribute. A Kohen who doesn't contribute, we don't force it. And therefore, it's not considered like they contributed. We learned the Gemara that the Kohen, when he brings his power, says a number of vidui. So Bishlam Rabbi Shimon, Tanya Diksev Trei Vidui Medama Par. We could understand why the Torah says two vidui that the Kohen Gadol mentions when he brings his power. One Chad, one that he says is Keneged Sara Nas Befnim. The Chad that's mechap for kahanim if there was yedi b'tchila and no yedi b'soif, and keneged sar nas b'fnim, that's for Yisrael who had such a situation, v'chad, and then the second vidui is keneged sar nas b'chutz, which is for a situation where it was yedi b'tchila v'yesh b'yedi b'soif, v'chad keneged sar mishtaleich, which is mechap for that aver for Yisrael, el Rabbi Yehuda. but according to Yehuda, that the Kahanim are also included on the Sar in the Sar Lazazel, says the Gemara, if that's the case, Trevidayim Adamapalamali, what do we need on to have two for that two viduyim? If the Kahanim Yisraelim are all included, the Chad Vidu Vidamasagit should be enough. Answers the Gemara, the reason the Kohen makes two viduyim is for a whole different reason. Echad loy vech lebeisoy. One is for himself, for the Kohen Gadol and his family, vech lebeisoy, and then for the rest of the Kahanim. And the reason it's done that way, explains the Brice of Yishmol, Kirtan Rebbe Yishmol, Kachim Midas Adin Ahegas, it's appropriate that that's the way the Karmen should be brought. Mutav Yavazak of Yechav Al-Chayif, first the Kohen should be cleansed by him bringing, by him saying vidui on his carbon for himself, and that sort of, it cleanses him. And after he's cleansed that way, then he says a second vidui for the other Kahanim. Not that first, not that he should say a kapara, he should speak about everybody else before he was taken care of. So here we just learned a very new halacha. And that is the halacha that Yavei Zakav Yichap Al-Chayiv. And this halacha is Mutu Yavei Zakav Yichap Al-Chayiv. This is used in a number of places. One, I saw that the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh suggests that we know that an Erev Yom Kippur, an Erev Shana, we do Ataras Nadarim. The way Ataras Nadarim is typically done, you have a group of four, and every one of them says the Nusach of the Ataras Nadarim, and the other three serve as the Dayanim to for that Ataras Nadarim. So the Mikroi Kodesh suggests that who we would assume that the most significant person in the group should be the person to say Hataras Nadarim first. But he suggests that if somebody has the option, he should do it the other way. He should have the, he should be last. Because every person, as he finishes that Hataras Nadarim procedure, has a kapara. So wouldn't we want to have Hataras Nadarim done for ourselves by somebody who, as he just said, Yavei Zakai Vichap Al-Chayiv. So somebody who had his Ataras Nadarim already taken care of, that should be the person should have, do, should I should use to do my Ataras Nadarim. And therefore, if I have the opportunity to choose, I'll choose to be last, and all the other people already had their Ataras Nadarim done. The same concept I saw the Yavit suggest for those who do Kaporis on Erev Yom Kippur or during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And many times, somebody does kaparis for himself, and he also does kaparis for other family members. And the Yavit suggests that first, if you're doing it that way, first you should do kaparis for yourself. And after you do kaparis for yourself, then you could do kaparis for everyone else. Similar concept of Yavei Zakai V'Yichap Al-Chayiv. Let somebody who already got purified do the kaparis for the other people who are not yet purified by having kaparis done on their behalf. The Divrei Yecheskel, the son of the Divrei Chaim, on Rosh Hashanah, by night, after Ma'ariv, so we know that the minig is that everybody wishes everybody else a brach of Shana Toiva. So he says that he used to get up and say, after davening, I already have sealed that I'm going to have a good year, and now I give you all the bracha. And the Klaus Magareba explains that everybody, as they enter Rosh Hashanah, are concerned about that hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will seal for us a good year. But how can we be certain that that's going to happen? He says, but we know that the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah teaches us that Tzadikim Gemurim, the Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovim Nechtom L'Alt L'Chaim, that they're immediately sealed for a great year. So that's what he used to say, as much as we can understand. He said, I'm already taken care of. I'm already sealed for a good year. And once he said that I'm sealed for a good year, now I daven that everyone else that should have everybody else should also be sealed and be guaranteed to have a good year. And it works because Yovah Zakai v'yichape al achayiv. Let I, who am already Zakai, be the one that's mechayiv, that's the one that is mechayiv al achayiv. But then I saw that the Sefer Sifsei Shmuel quotes a very famous medrash. The medrash says that as Klai, the pasuk says, as Klai Yisrael entered the Yam Suf to go through, the pasuk says, we say it in the Shira, Hayom Ra Vayonos, the sea saw Vayonos, and they separated. Ask the medrash, Ma Ra, what did the sea see? Says the medrash, Brisa Rabbi Shmuel Ra. They saw the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel. And many Mepharshim try to understand what does this medrash mean to say. So he suggests a very interesting pshat. He suggests that we just learned that Rabbi Shmuel told us, Yovei Zakai v'chap al chayiv. There's a concept that let somebody who's a Zakai come and bring a kapara for the chayiv. So he says, what happened, as we know, Klai Yisrael came to Yam Suf. When Klai Yisrael came to Yam Suf, they were very concerned what they're going to do. And what happened was, they jumped, Nachshman Ibn Nadav, jumped into the Yam, didn't ask many questions. So he explains, when Nachshman Ibn Nadav jumped into the Yam, so he was the Zakai. He was the one that did something that did something so fantastic. When the Ram saw the tremendous thing that Nachshon Ben Nadav did, Hayom Ra Vayonos, that caused the Yam to say, if there's a Zakai, if there's somebody of that level amongst Klai Yisrael, then he has the ability to help all of the rest of Klai Yisrael. So Ma Ra, what did the Yam see that caused the Yam to be able to split? Brisa Rabbi Shmuel, when it saw a thought of the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that Yovei Zakai v'chap al chayiv, the Yam saw now and is the time that I am ready to split for Klai Yisrael. Hadron lach shvu'ishtayim. Begins the Mishnah again. Yedias atuma, and the cases that a person could be chayiv a carbon by going into the Beis Hamikdash or eating kodesh b'shoigig, shtayim, shein arba, as we began our masechta, it is shtayim, shein arba. There are two cases that are medaraisa, and two more psukim that we learn. And the braisa explains itself. The braisa explains itself. Nitma, or somebody became tamei, v'yoda, and he's aware they became tamei, and then, v'nelma mena tama, and then he forgot that he's tamei, of Zohar Kodesh, he realizes that what he's eating is Kodesh. Or, Nalma Mena HaKodesh, or he remembers that this, he recognizes that this is Kodesh, for Zohar as Toma, but he forgot that this is Kodesh, but he realizes it's Toma, then the Aloch is that, or Nalma Mena Zevzeh, he doesn't recognize that he forgot that he's Tomei, and he doesn't realize that this is Kodesh. V'achas a Kodesh v'lo yada, so therefore he goes ahead to eat this Kodesh food, not realizing that what he's doing is there's anything wrong with what he's doing. U'mashiachal, and after he eats a yada, he realizes that he did eat Kodesh when he was Tomei. Hareza, this is a situation of oil of yared, that you bring a carbon oil of yared, as we explained when we began the Masechta, that such a person, if he did a bishagig, we evaluate his financial situation, and then we'll make the determination of what he has to bring. Not nitma, if a person became tamei, for yodan, he's aware he became tamei. For nama mena tuma, when he went into the Beis Hamikdash, he forgot that he's tamei, but he realizes that he's going into the Beis Hamikdash. When nama mena migdash, or he recognizes that he's entering the Beis Hamikdash, the Zochas Tumah, and he knows that he's Tomei, and that's why he enters. And then you have another case with Nel Muzamizah, he forget both of them, the Nichnas Hamikdash, and he enters the Beis Hamikdash for Lo Yada, not realizing that what he's doing is wrong. Umashir Yotza Yoda, and when he leaves, he realizes. In all these cases, Hareza again Ba'il of Yared. And the question is, if one halama is obligates you to come in Ail of Yared, so certainly two halamas should obligate you in a carbon oil of Yared. What is the Mishnah coming to teach us? So I saw that the Rishonim suggest that what the Mishnah here is coming to teach us, that as we understand, a carbon oil of Yared actually represents a leniency. That we, as we said a moment ago, it depends on your financial situation, what kind of carbon you're going to bring. And therefore we would maybe think that this person who had such a strong halama, double halama, doesn't bring a carbon ale v'yared. So Mishnah teaches us that in all situations you bring a carbon ale v'yared. Says the Mishnah further. We know that in the Midbar, there were shalosh machnas. The machna Shechina, the machna Leviya, and the machna Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, there was the Beis HaMikdash. That is the machna Shechina. With the Ezra's Kahanim and Ezra's Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash is the Machne Shechina. The Azores are the Machne Leviya, and the whole city of Yerushalayim is the Machne Yisrael. So now says the Mishnah, Echad Nichnas LaZora. If somebody enters the Ezra's Yisrael, the Ezra's Kahanim, that's considered like he entered the Machna Shechina. That's considered as if he entered the Mikdash. V'achla nechnas l'taysef sazara. If somebody enters in an area that, to the areas that were included, they were added, as we'll see in the Mishnah and the Gemara, to the Azara. Shame, all of these have the halacha, that as if you entered the Azara. But, says the Mishnah, there is a very specific procedure how we expand the Azara. Shem Esifin Al-Ir, we don't expand Yerushalayim for Azaras, nor do we extend the Azaras. Ella Melech, we have to have a Melech, we have to have a Navi, we have to have a Urim Tumim, we have to have a Sanhedrin of Shivim Shaim Echad, B'Shnei Titus. They have carrying two carbon tidus, or b'shir, they play musical instruments, or bezdin mahalchim, and the bezdin walk, and all, and the Gemara will explain quite extensively exactly the procedure. V'shtei two tidus, the people carrying the two carbon tidus walk, and the bez first, and then the bezdin walks achreim, the kol yisrael achreim, everybody walks behind them until they. Rain until they arrive at the area that they want to extend. Hapnimis nachelis, that we, as we just said, they're two carbon tidus. And the Gemara says that the one is considered the pnimis, and one is considered the chetzaina. And the Gemara will also explain to us in Mitzvah Shem which one is the pnimis and which is the chetzaina. The koshlo nas b'kol elo, if all of this wasn't done, hanichsus l'sham. If somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash with Tumah, ain't chayiv alav, he won't be chayiv for entering the Azara, because without this entire procedure, it's not considered that this is an area of the Azara. Nitma b'Azara, if somebody comes Tumah while standing in the Azara, and Nelma mena Tumah, and he forgot that he's Tumah, v'zacha es HaMikdash, but he realizes that he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash, or Nelma mena HaMikdash, he's not realizing that he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zacha tumah, but he does realize that he's tameh. Oish nel mazeh mazeh, he forgot that he's tameh, and he doesn't realize he's in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shtachve, and while he's in that status of tumah, he bows down. Oish shah, or even if he didn't actually bow down, but he remained there the amount of time of kadei chashtachva, that he could have bowed down that amount of time, which again the Gemara will explain how much time that represents. Oshabala Barucha, if he's leaving the Beis HaMikdash and he went out in a longer path than he had to, in all these cases, Chayiv, And this is like we learned throughout Shas, Rashi says, that this is a shiurim. And throughout Shas, we learned that the halach is that shiurim are halach l'mashma Sinai. However, b'ktzara, if he went out, he became tamei, and he leaves the Beis HaMikdash as quickly as he can, then he's potter. The Mishnah says that Amos Sifan al Azoris. They saw a very nice pshat. Amos Sifan al Azora. Azora is another way of saying help. Amos Sifan al Azora. How is a person going to be zoicha to Ezra's Hashem? How could a person be zoicha that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should help him, which we of course always all need, Siyata D'Shmaya? The only way we could be zoicha to have that is b'shir v'toida. A Jew, if this Hashem is simcha, if we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, that's the way the Gemara is teaching us how we will be zoicha that we'll have siyata the Shmaya. We find, says the Kol Zmur Rebbe in the Sefer Shefachayim, that before Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, he sent Yehuda in front of him, L'hoyrus L'fanav Goshna. And Rashi says, L'hoyrus L'fanav Goshna, L'sakalai Beis Talmud, to build a yeshiva, Shemesham Teitzei Hara. So, of course, the question the Kol Zmur Rebbe asks, was Yehuda a builder that he could be the one that should be building a yeshiva? He says, what do we see from our Mishnah? Well, we see from our Mishnah that not every place in the world is the place that could be the place for yeshiva. To be a place for yeshiva, you have to know and identify and make the place so worthy to be yeshiva. Said Yaakov, you know, I have a son, Yehuda. Yehuda, my son, is the individual that is able to identify if this is a place that can be made into yeshiva. Zui, says the Mishnah, Zui Mitzvah Seh Shem Migdash, that we learned in our Mishnah that if somebody came Tamei in the Zorah, says the Gemara, that if Bezdin, says the Mishnah, if Bezdin made a mistake regarding halacha regarding this, the halacha is Zui Mitzvah Seh Shem Migdash, Shein Chayav Allah, if Bezdin made an erroneous psak, which normally the Mishnah says that you're going to have, that the halacha says you have to bring a special par. In this case, you're going to not have to. And again, the Gemara will explain why not. However, the Mishnah commenting, as the Gemara will teach us, that's pshat to learn the Mishnah. There is a case that if Bezdin made an erroneous psak and Hilchus Nida, that you will bring the special carbon. Says the Mishnah, somebody was having relations with a woman who is not a Nida. And while they're having relations, she tells him that Macy, I got my period, and he immediately exits from his wife under that circumstances before his aver could get not be erect anymore, he's going to be chayiv. It's considered that he did an aver because he exited as long as he was still bekishui, and therefore that's considered as if he had relations with a nida. So I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Rebbe says, what does that mean? If somebody forgot and doesn't realize that he's doing something when he's that's wrong, that's the big savera. The pasuk says, "The chatosi negdi summit." A person should always think about what is my situation, and therefore, since he didn't think in those terms, that's why he's chayiv. Rebbe Lezer says, when we go back to Tumas Midrash V'Kedusha, Targ Dosh says, "A nefesh shetiga b'nevel sheretz tamei, v'nel menevu tamei v'oshim." The Torah says, the pasuk says, the word sheretz next to with v'nel menu. Al sheretz chayiv, v'ene chayiv al migdash. That somebody recognizes that if he recognizes
that he forgot that he was tamei, that's when he brings a carbon oil of a yored. But if he didn't realize, if he knows he's tamei, but he doesn't realize that this is the base of Mikdash, he doesn't realize that this is kaidish, you don't bring the carbon oil of a yored. For Kiv Aimer, the Greek disagrees, and he says the pasuk says v'nel men of utamei al helm tumachai ve'nechai mehel Mikdash, that the chiv of carbon oil of a yored only comes when the shkaga was that he didn't realize it's the base of Mikdash, the kaidish, but that's not when you bring it, only when you forgot that you are tamei. Shmalam of Nelam and Elam. The pasuk says the word Nelam twice. The chayiv al hal tuma al hal mikdash. That in both cases you chayiv. So of course, the question is, what is the difference between what the Tanakhama says, where the Tanakhama says that you chayiv ben hal mikdash ben hal tuma, and Rabbi Shmuel says the same. So Chassam Sofer says that the difference is regarding yediyah b'tchila. According to the Tanakhama, you had to realize that you were tamei and then forgot. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, as long as you are tamei and forgot, and then as long as you're tamei, that and even though you didn't realize you're tamei, if you entered the Beis Hamikdash eight kodesh, you're going to be chayiv, and the yediyas tuma at the beginning doesn't necessary. The Mishnah began. Yediyas tuma shnayim she'arba. There are four cases the Mishnah identified for which you're going to bring a carbon oil of yored. So the Mishnah, the Gemara assumes that when the Mishnah says yediyas tuma, it means yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'soif. And all the cases of the Mishnah are talking about a case where it was yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'soif. And now the Gemara wants to try to figure out what are the shnayim shen arba, what are the four cases. Amar papal abaya, shtein shem arba, the Mishnah says shtayim shen arba, before they really think about it, ask the Gemara, it should really be understood as shtayim shen sheish havya, yediyah tuma b'tchila b'soif, that a person forgot that he's tamei, that and that he knew at the end he's tamei. That's one case. That those are two yediyas. That he's chayiv karbon, that he knew he was a tamei, and then he realizes again that he's tamei. Yediyas hakodesh tchil v'soif. He realized that this was kodesh, then forgot that it's kodesh, and then realized it's kodesh. That's two more, and then you have two more. Yediyas mikdash tchil v'soif, that he knew that this was the base of Mikdash, then forgot that it's the base of Mikdash, and then forgot. But ask the Gemara, if that calculation is correct, then it's not six, it's eight. There's Yediyah that he was Tamei, then forgot that he was Tamei and entered the base of Mikdash, and then realized he was Tamei. The second case is he realized he was Tamei, forgot that he was Tamei, ate Kodesh, and then realized that he's Tamei. So we already have four cases. Then the next two cases are that he realized that his tamei, knew that this is kodesh and forgot that it's kodesh, ate it, then realized it was kodesh. Two more cases, and then two more yediyas, and then two more yediyas is where he knew that this is the base of Mikdash, forgot that it's the base of Mikdash, and then realized again. So if we want to speak about yediyas, so the Gemara is saying that instead of saying four, we should actually have said eight, not just six. Or tameich tam yahavin, says the Gemara. Tameich tam yahavin. The ikat tumas the kodesh, tumah the mikdash tchil v'soif. Answers the Gemara. That's not a question. Halai kasha shem tumachasi. The first two cases, where a person realized that he was tamei and forgot that he was tamei, and therefore either entered the base of mikdash in that state and then realized he was tamei, or again, person realized he was tamei, forgot he was tamei, ate kodesh, and then realized that he's kodesh. All of those cases are, those two, four yediyas are really two, because they both represent a situation where a person knew he was tamei and then forgot his tamei. So says the Gemara, that I'll accept. But still, as we just started learning, it should be considered six. Again, where he knew he was tamei, forgot, entered the Beis Hamikdash, ate kodesh, and then realized he was tamei. Realized he was tamei, forgot, ate kodesh, and then realized he ate kodesh. Realized it was tamei, forgot, entered the base of Mikdash, and then realized what he did. So it's six, not four. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Av loyam tam nehaven. You're right. You can't make an argument that it's really eight. However, Arba Kamaisa, the case of the first four, the Loi Maisen Le Dei Carbon, they don't bring a carbon for them, like a Chashev, are not mentioned. However, the idea, which means the idea before he did the Aveira, which is crucial, is not the idea, and then the Haloma, that he knew he was Tomei and forgot, is not really what makes him bring a carbon. Because what makes him bring the carbon is when after he did what he wasn't supposed to do, he remembers that he was Tomei. So it's only the second Yediyah in each of the four cases that we learned that make him bring a carbon. And therefore, it's a total of only four. Abba Besraisa, the Maisle carbon, it's the four last Yediyahs in each one. It's the last Yediyah in each of the situations that we identify that make him bring a carbon. That's why they're the only ones that I mentioned in the Mishnah. Vikad Amri, Amar Papa, another version. Loilam Tamnahava. Vabra Kamaisa, the first four Yediyah, the lesson of B'chala Torah Kula, that everywhere else, that there is no requirement to have a Yediyah before you did an Aveira. That means, a person does something wrong, and he doesn't know that he did something wrong. You don't have to have a Yediyah beforehand that what you're going, that you have to have that special Yediyah, Kachoshev. That's mentioned. Abba Vesraisa, but the last four Yediyahs, where you don't bring a carbon until you actually bring, until you actually know you did something wrong, that's not B'chol Tar Kula, that's not unique. Like a Chashev is not mentioned. The purpose of our Mishnah is only to teach us what's unique. This is not the Yediyah B'Saif, to realize that what you did was wrong. That is not something unique, and that's why it doesn't need to be mentioned in our Mishnah. Bayer Papa. Nelmamen Hilchus Tama. A person forgot Hilchus Tama. And therefore, even though he knows that he's touching what he touched, he doesn't realize that he's Tamei. Mahu. Is that considered a situation of Yediyah B'Tchila? So ask the Gemara, let's analyze what is being asked here. He knows that there are shrotzim, there are creatures that give off tumah, but he doesn't know if it's the sheretz that gives off tumah, or it's the frog that gives off tumah. Says the Gemara, that can't be considered that he doesn't have yediyah, because that is considered zilkar be'rafu. Why? That you should learn in yeshiva, and since he could have asked something which is such an obvious halacha, so the ability to ask makes it like it's considered like you had a yediyah. That the fact that you could have known, that's enough, and the information is accessible, makes it into yediyah. Another pshat is that since everybody learned in that world, learned this halacha when they were young, so at a certain point, they were aware of that halacha. Even if they perhaps forgot what they learned, the fact that they once knew it is enough to be considered a yediyah. Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam Yedah B'Tumah Sheretz. He knew, the case here is, that he knew that a sheretz goes off tumah. The going to Naga B'Adasha. He spoke, he touched a sheretz that's only the size of a G'dasha. V'Lo'yada, and this individual was not aware, Dashi Matama Lematama. What is the shear of tumah by a sheretz? Is it a small zadasha, or do you need to have more? Says the Gemara, again, since this person knows that sheretz shrotzim give off tumah, and he knows that he even touched the sheretz, so that's enough to be considered a yediyah b'tchila. Since he wasn't aware of this halacha, halamihi, it's not considered that he had a yediyah b'tchila. Not knowing that halacha makes it that you gives it the halacha considers it that it's not a valid. It's not a valid yediyah up front. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, ben Bava shel Eretz Yisrael. You have a person that came from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. He learned in yeshiva in Chutz Laretz that somebody who's tamei might not enter the Beis Hamikdash. But since he never lived in Eretz Yisrael, he can't identify what is the Beis HaMikdash.
He doesn't know what is the Makom HaMikdash. And that's why he entered the Beis HaMikdash. He knows that a tummy person may not enter the Beis HaMikdash, but he doesn't know that this is the Makom HaMikdash, Mahu. Says the Gemara, let's try to understand, let's analyze your question. I'll leave the man. Ilei with the Kiva, according to the Kiva that we learned in the Mishnah, the boy Yodei B'tchila, that you have to have Yediyah up front in order to be Chayiv a carbon oil of a Yared. But Rabbi Kiva says that you only Chayiv a carbon oil of a Yared if you forgot that you were Tameh. If you forgot that this is the base of Mikdash, Halei Mechayiv, Halei Mikdash should not Mechayiv anyway. If you're going to say the question is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mechayiv Halei Mikdash, forgetting that this is a base of Mikdash, is also a reason, as we learned in the Mishnah, to have to bring a carbon. Halei Ba Yediyah B'tchila, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't require Yediyah B'tchila. So the fact that you didn't really know that this is a base of Mikdash, and now we're questioning, is that considered Yediyah or not, it's irrelevant, because you don't have to have Yediyah up front. Says the Gemara in Leitzricha, the question is according to Rabbi. The Ba Yediyah B'tchila, Rabbi, on one hand, as we learned the first Mishnah of the Masechta, does require Yediyah B'tchila for any type of situation. But he also agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, the Mechayev HaHel HaMikdash, that if you didn't realize that you were entering the Beis HaMikdash, you forgot that the Beis HaMikdash, it's also going to be a subject of a carbon. Not like Rabbi Kiva, rather, in this halacha, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Vamar, and he thought, Yediyah Beis Rabbi Shmei Yediyah. He knows the way he learned in yeshiva is Yediyah. My. So now the question is, certainly, everybody who went to yeshiva is aware that there's Ikka Mikdash Ba'olam. And therefore, it's considered perhaps a situation of Yediyah B'tchila. Idilma, we can make an argument. Kivan the Mekayim Lo Yadalei, he never was in Eretz Yisrael. He never was in Yerushalayim. So he doesn't know where is the Makom HaMikdash. So therefore, it should not be considered a case of Yediyah B'tchila. It should be considered a case of Halamu, that he never was aware of this, because how should he know where is the Makom HaMikdash, even though he knows that there is a Makom, even though he knows there's a Makom HaMikdash? And that's the question, if that's considered that he had a Yediyah B'tchila or not. And that's the situation to which the Gemara says, Teiku, that this remains, that this situation, that this question actually remains with, this question actually remains with a teiku. And here too, the way to understand the Gemara is, we go back to the Yediyah Beis Rabbi, is the fact that he learned in yeshiva that there certainly is a Beis HaMikdash, is that considered enough to make it a Yediyah? Or knowing a Yediyah Beis Rabbi is not, and the explanation is, because since he knows there's a Beis HaMikdash, so he should be on the lookout asking people where is the Beis HaMikdash, or the fact that he doesn't know anything about the location of the Beis HaMikdash is enough of a reason to say that he doesn't have a Yediyah here at all, and therefore, if you need a Yediyah B'tchila, you won't be Chayav Karban Oil of a Yared.